Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. 83 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Walking up to the university just now, you know, feeling the humidity kind of creeping in, the smell of summer lawns being cut. It's beginning to feel like that time of year. South wind from the south at 50 miles per hour currently. Cloudy overnight with a low of 74. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios is Stephen Landry. He's the Managing Artistic Director for the Acadiana Repertory Theater. They are opening their 2017 season, and the first show is a play called Taste, a Wine Country Pygmalion. And as with many of their productions, it is a developmental production of this particular piece.
It is. It's a brand new, the show is about 3 or 4 years old, and it's had one little tiny production in California where the playwright Jody is from, but this is sort of its first time out of the gate across the country, and so as always, we're super excited to work with something so fresh and have the ability to contribute to the play's life.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned she's from California because this takes place in California.
Yes.
In a winery.
It's about a winery. Yeah, it's in wine country, and the themes will be very familiar. It's based off of the Greek myth Pygmalion, but if anybody has seen My Fair Lady, they'll know the basic storyline. But Jody has done a wonderful job weaving it into the world of winemaking and the competition between winemakers, and that constant pursuit of the perfect wine. And so it's a ton of laughs. It's a frothy, fun comedy, but it's really smart. And it's been a ton of fun to work with such a large cast and such a great group of actors that we're not accustomed to working with. It's 6 out of the 9 cast members are brand new to the art stage. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's a great way to start a season, to start your summer off. And we promise it'll probably make you thirsty for wine when we're done with it. So,
well, and I like the way you use the word frothy to describe the play. Mm-hmm. Was that one of the things that attracted you all to this play, the frothiness?
Absolutely. You know, there's sort of always a good way to look at how you program your season. And you tend to want comedies in the early part, especially in spring or summer, because nobody wants to really be depressed when they're getting off of school or when they're about to start vacations. So, you know, this season has been programmed that we start off with this sort of lighthearted, romantic, frothy comedy, and we move to a little bit more serious, and then it gets a little darker and darker as we go. Mm-hmm. And so this is it's a varied season, something for everybody. And I think it's probably our most dynamic season as far as the variance between all the shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly want to let people know that it will open this Friday, May 19th, run this weekend at Cité des Arts, and then the following weekend as well.
Correct. So, we have a Sunday matinee this weekend, and then next week we run Thursday, Friday, and close on Saturday night.
So several opportunities to enjoy the froth
Absolutely.
Of this play. Well, tell us just a bit about Jody Garum and how much interaction have you all had with her?
Jody, she's been so wonderful. She's a novelist first and foremost, but she certainly is a playwright in her own right. Which sort of fascinated me about her was, you know, we don't get a lot of playwrights who that's not their primary medium. Mm-hmm. But Jody has a bunch of novels out, and she I think it's reflected in the show.
Mm-hmm.
The show feels a little bit more novella-like than necessarily just a stripped-down script, which is perfect for the subject matter. Jody has been wonderful. She's also a college professor, so it's definitely a busy time of year for her. But every time I've tried to get in touch with her, she has been immediately able to respond. She's been supportive. There have been a few changes we thought would serve the show better and would serve the production better. She has been in full support of them. She trusts us completely, and she's trying to get down for the second weekend, but with schools and graduations and that sort of thing, it's a little difficult. But she's been, as all of our playwrights always are, they're so happy to have their baby out and on the boards, and they always reflect that in the way that they interact with us.
So what do they get out of it? I mean, you mentioned that she's trying to come down for it. What is it that helps them as playwrights?
Well, you know, you can only read it so many times. You can only have it read to you so many times until you see it up on its legs. You know, when we read it back in August of last year, when we were trying to select our season, I can honestly say that our opinions about the show, they were always good, but they've completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we now see it up on its legs. We see it moving. We see the way that the characters interact. And so I think for the playwrights, it's the same thing. There are going to be certain things that a playwright's going to see that they're going to say, oh, that doesn't work at all on stage. Mm-hmm, let's cut that. Or, ooh, I need to flesh that character out more because this scene doesn't make sense. Let's fix it. And we're more than happy to facilitate that. And plus, you know, working playwrights are exactly that. They're working. So they need, the more that their stuff is out there, the more chance that that show gets picked up by a larger theater in a larger market, that it can go on to become something that is produced regularly in theaters across the country.
Yeah, so you're actually part of this active American theater.
Oh, and it's so active.
Movement. Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing. And I was speaking to someone earlier today about, you know, the varied nature of our season. The next show is a commission. The following is a psychological thriller. The last one's sort of supernatural in nature. And what that tells me is that there are a lot of playwrights writing about a lot of different things, which then stands to reason that there are a lot of people that are interested in the theater. And that's a great sign for those of us, not only who practice the craft of theater, but people who love to be in an audience and allow themselves to be transported. And you know, we are so blessed in Lafayette that we have some of the smartest, most engaged audiences that I've ever experienced. I've never seen audiences that are more willing to say yes to what we're putting out there and really let it ruminate with them and become a part of their conversation. So so we're lucky here, but this one's going to be a great one to just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Mm. So we get to be smart, engaged audiences.
Yes.
Opening again this Friday. If you are tuning in, my guest is Stephen Landry, who is the managing artistic director of the Acadiana Repertory Theater. They open Jody Garam's Taste, A Wine Country Pygmalion, this Friday. It will run through this weekend and the following. You are, Debbie Ardoin is directing, and you are acting
Joe.
In the play.
Yeah, I'm Joe. I'm the head winemaker. I'm the Henry Higgins of this version of Pygmalion. It's been a ton of fun to be able to. Debbie is the consummate director. She allows you to play and have a ton of fun. And when you are playing too much and having too much fun, she knows exactly how to rein you in. And it's been fun to watch these other actors that have never gone through the process with us. And every theater is going to be very different in the way that we get to the point of opening night. And so it's been really fun to watch these other actors really respond to Debbie's direction very well. It's sometimes it's just fun for me to put everything else aside and sit back and just be an actor again. It's my first love, so you know it's fun to do that.
Have you learned more about winemaking from this play?
I have. Well, you know, my wine budget has increased, admittedly, but I've watched a lot of documentaries. It is a fascinating
to
industry.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah,
for the part.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating industry about how much goes into what a wine tastes like and what what goes into creating the perfect wine, and that's something we discuss in the show, that it's an art like anything else is, music or theater. It's an art in and of itself, and so I definitely have learned, and as I think we all have, we've had to learn to talk the talk. We don't want to sound like bumbling idiots up there just saying lines. So,
and in this production, the person who is transformed, I guess, is Astrid.
Yes,
and
yes.
She's transformed from what to what?
She comes to us as a very socially active. She's into activism. She's into causes. She's sort of a street kid from New York, and she comes to us because the chateau is left to her by her uncle who owned it. She comes to the winery angry and not understanding anything about the wine industry. She thinks it's full of decadence and excess and it doesn't make a difference. But due to circumstances that require her to more actively participate in the life of the winery over the course of 2 weeks, things change. And of course, as in any romantic comedy, relationships change, sometimes in the most unlikely of people. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you are just tuning in, this is just a lovely frothy play that the Acadiana Rep is putting on, opening this Friday the 19th. It's a play by Jody Garam, Taste, a Wine Country Pygmalion, and it's a developmental production. Mm-hmm. So one just signature point that the Acadiana Rep really explores in this work, this theater community in Lafayette, and we're very grateful to you for doing that because it allows us to participate
absolutely
in the development as well. So give us just a little sense of what the rest of this – you mentioned a couple plays. What mm-hmm. is the rest of the season going to look
so
like?
So our next show is a show that we commissioned. Kat Ramsberg, who wrote one of our shows last year, Anatomy of a Hug, is writing a show called Windy Unwritten. And it's about a mom who has just lost her husband and she has her adult children. And she is trying to find her way back mm-hmm. to a time in her life where she was a little bit more innocent and made mm-hmm. some decisions. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about it, though, is the name Windy is very important because people mm-hmm. will recognize the character mm-hmm. once we get a little bit more into mm-hmm. it from a childhood story that they know. And that was something that Kat and I discussed, and I told her the actors that I wanted to use, and she came back to me 2 weeks later with an idea. I loved it, and we got the first draft beginning of April. We just got the second draft, and then we'll have the final draft in a couple of weeks. So that's in July, and then in September, it's a psychological, postmodern psychological thriller called True Story, and it's sort of got a noir feel to it. It's dark, it's heavy, it's surprising. The first time I read it, I stood up at the end because I was so shocked by mm-hmm, how it ended. Mm-hmm. So it's going to keep audiences definitely on the edge of their seats. And then we close with Logan Faust, who is a resident of New Orleans. And up until recently, he's worked for Southern Rep there, but he's going up to school in New York. It's called A Plague of Frogs. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a bit supernatural, and it's going to be in it. So the season definitely will take you on a ride. And we hope that people engage with us all season mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and kind of see that we've started at this light, easy, frothy point
yep.
and plan on taking you for a wallop for the rest of the year.
Sounds like a great season. Again, my guest, Stephen Landry, Managing Artistic Director of Acadiana Repertory Theater. They open the first show of their season this Friday, Jody Garam's Taste, a Wine Country Pygmalion. It will be performed at Cité des Arts through May 27th. And you can stop by their website or Facebook mm-hmm. page for further information.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Judith.
Been listening to the music of the ensemble Uccello, performing a composition by John McLaughlin, Meeting of the Spirits. It's 21 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock.